Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Krishona, C-H-R-I-S-H-O-N-N-A, Curry, C-U-R-R-Y. Krishona Curry is a 37-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 2/28/23 when she was lifting a box of cat litter. Period. She was treated with an injection that made her pain worse. Period. She also relates on 12/9/22 she was involved in a non-work-related motor vehicle accident. Period. She saw a chiropractor and had physical therapy at Health Bridge. Period. She also conveys that she was diagnosed with a herniated disc. Period. Her job was aware of this, but still had her work. Period. Presumably she is referring to the car accident. Period. She has not undergone any surgery in this matter and has completed her course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. For the record supplied, she filed a claim petition alleging on 2/28/23 her lower back popped while lifting heavy kitty litter, injuring her lower back with radiculopathy. Treatment records show she was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner on 10/24/23. Period. He noted she had been seen on 10/4/23 when he recommended L5-S1 left laminotomy and discectomy, but she did not wish to pursue that. Period. She had undergone 30 sessions of therapy and complained of increased symptoms in the left hip and upper gluteus due to taking the trash out at the beginning of the week. Period. This was per a therapy note of 10/20/23. Period. Dr. Kirshner performed an evaluation noting her subjective pain level was 8/10. Pretty explained that a reference point was added suggesting a 7/10 would equate a pain level that required an ambulance and or need to get to a hospital. Period. End quote. This obviously was not the case. Period. He again recommended surgery that she declined. Period. He recommended her functional capacity evaluation. Period. He ordered tizanidine for pain management. Period. She gave a further history that she is currently being treated for a prior motor vehicle accident from December 22, in which she was stopped and rear-ended. Period. She was treating with a chiropractor and receiving physical therapy for that. Period. She treated with pain specialist at Relievist and had an MRI. Period. She did not have injections, but this was being discussed with her as a treatment option. Period. She claimed that she did not have any left leg numbness or right-sided lower back pain after the motor vehicle accident, but these symptoms began after the work injury on 2/28/23. Period. His assessment was L5-S1 left-sided herniated disc with an extruded fragment causing mild to moderate left lateral recess and left foraminal stenosis. Period. New paragraph. She did participate in physical therapy beginning 10/19/23. Period. This continued through 10/20/23. Period. It was then noted she responded poorly to treatment today. Period. She was unable to tolerate standing hip abduction and extension due to increased pain while standing on the left lower extremity. Period. She was unable to tolerate standing in lumbar spine extension due to increased pain across the lower back as well. Period. the therapy-assistant attempted manual traction without relief of symptoms. Period. She did not report any decrease in pain at the end of the session, but stated, "This has been the, quote, worst day I've had in a while." Period. End quote. Quote. She did participate in a functional capacity evaluation on 11/9/23. Period. This team, she demonstrated the ability to perform 51.7% of the physical demands of her job as a receiving clerk. Period. She was unable to achieve successfully during this evaluation various position changes and lifting. Period. Overall, she demonstrated the ability to work in the sedentary physical demand category. Period. However, she demonstrated consistent effort only on 54.2% of the test, which suggests significant observational and evidence-based contradictions resulting in consistency of effort discrepancies, comma, self-limiting behaviors, comma, and or submaximal effort. Period. Accordingly, these results were at a minimum. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She portrayed herself as being in moderate distress and tended to sit by shifting her weight to the right buttocks. Period. The previous day, she used a weed whacker and had increased pain today. Period. She was huffing and puffing throughout the evaluation. Period. Extremities lower manual muscle testing was 4/5. She resisted left hamstring and quadricep strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She ambulated with antalgia on the left, but no foot drop or assisted devices. Period. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. Period. She changed position slowly and was able to squat and rise. Period. She actively flexed to 40 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Period. There was tenderness palpation about the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 70 degrees and left at 60 degrees, both elicited left-sided low back tenderness. Period. She portrayed herself in a melodramatic fashion with her hand on her back to appear to be in extreme pain. Period. Impressions. On 2/28/23, Krishna Curry alleges to have injured her lower back after lifting heavy kitty litter. Period. I have been advised she's treated in an unauthorized fashion with Dr. Ramani, R-A-M-A-N-I, on 3/29/23 for neck pain, comma, cervical radiculopathy, comma, low back pain, and lumbar sacral radiculopathy with an onset of 2/15/23. Period. The injury that led to that was on 12/9/22. Period. She had a chiropractor named Dr. Kurt Mahari. Period. She was to return to the office as needed. Period. She did go to Inspira on 4/21/23. Complaining of back pain of the central lower back and left lower extremity since 2/28/23 when lifting cat litter. Period. She lost feeling in her left leg that is now coming back. Period. She had an MRI done in December 2022, comma, after the motor vehicle accident but before the work injury. Period. It revealed the disc herniation at L5-S1. Period. Inspira instructed her to continue with physical therapy. Period. She was referred to Advanced Orthopedics in Short Hills, New Jersey, where she is currently under care. Period. She continued to see Dr. Ramani on 4/26/23 for her personal injury. Period. She reported significant low back pain radiating to the left leg. Period. She stated her previous therapy did not completely resolve the symptoms. as a result of a motor vehicle accident. She was diagnosed with post-traumatic lumbago, post-traumatic lumbar radiculopathy, and disc protrusion at L5-S1. Paired MRI of 125-23 revealed L5-S1 disc protrusion. Paired Dr. Armani recommended chiropractic therapy and that she would be a candidate for a lumbar nerve block in the future. Paired Impagraph. She then did see Dr. Kirshner on 5-16-23 relative to the work injury. Period. He expressed that she related she was in the back of the line lifting cat litters and felt pain in her lower back. She told her manager she was having difficulty with lifting and needed to be switched from the station. Her pain continued and she was having trouble walking due to the pain. Her lower back felt like it was going to, quote, snap, period, end quote. The following day, her left leg went numb and stayed numb for about a month. It started to improve somewhat, but she still had left leg numbness. Dr. Kirshner learned she was currently being treated for a prior motor vehicle accident from December 2022. She claimed that after the motor vehicle accident, she did not have any left leg numbness or right-sided lower back pain. She did undergo a lumbar MRI on 5-26-23. That was hampered by motion. It demonstrated degeneration of the L5-S1 disc, as well as a small, broad-based posterior left-sided herniation impinging on the left S1 nerve root with mild left lateral recess stenosis. She saw Dr. Kirshner on 8-15-23, having undergone a lumbar injection from Dr. Polster on 7-25-23. She claimed the injection made her pain worse. Dr. Kirshner did recommend surgery. A new MRI was done on 8-23-23 that showed a posterior left-sided herniation of the L5-S1 disc, impinging and displacing the left S1 nerve root with mild, if not mild to moderate, left lateral recess stenosis. She followed up with Dr. Kirshner, who recommended physical therapy, with which she did not want to proceed. On his visit of 10-4-23, he noted, after reviewing both the MRI from 1-23-50-23 and 5-26-23, it appeared the herniated disc at L5-S1 increased in size significantly with the work injury and was now causing an increase in degree of nerve root compression and impingement that required surgery. She was to follow up after therapy, but it is unclear whether she did. New paragraph, you have also informed me of her presenting to Lankenau, L-A-N-K-E-N-A-U Medical Center Emergency Room on 12-10-22. With left-sided neck pain and left low back pain after a motor vehicle accident the night before. She was the restrained driver going 40 to 45 miles per hour and slowing down due to traffic. Multiple vehicles were stopped in front of her. The vehicle behind her did not see her braking and ran into her at a similar speed. She denied airbag deployment and was able to self-extricate. She was diagnosed with acute left-sided low back pain without sciatica, acute cervical strain, and motor vehicle collision. X-rays showed minimal multi-level degenerative spondylosis, but no fractures or malalignment. She did have a lumbar MRI on 123-23, showing diffuse bulging with left central and subarticular protruded disc herniation at L5-S1. She was then seen by Dr. Scharf on 2-21-23 with respect to the motor vehicle accident. She denied a history of any prior low back problems. She did have some occasional dull radiation to the hips and thigh. She had not missed work but shortened her schedule after this accident. She had not yet started the pain medication that had recently been given to her by the pain specialist. On 11-9-23, she participated in a functional capacity evaluation with significant submaximal effort and symptom magnification. Period. She was deemed at a minimum to be capable of working in the sedentary physical demand category. Period. New paragraph. She currently displays herself as being in moderate distress, but her pulse and blood pressure were not particularly elevated. Period. She huffed and puffed, claiming she had increased pain today after using a weed whacker the previous day. Period. She placed her hand on her back as if to melodramatically display severe back pain. Period. She had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Sitting at supine, straight leg raises and maneuvers did not correlate with one another. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. She had mildly decreased strength in the left hamstring and quadriceps, but was able to squat and rise using the same muscles. Period. New paragraph. In my view, there is 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back, regardless of cause. Period. It would appear that she actually did have a disc abnormality after the motor vehicle accident in 2022, but this persisted up through the time she was injured at work on 2/28/23. Appeared that mechanism of injury was not particularly severe. Period. I do not believe that the MRI study done before the accident was much different than that done after. Period. The MRI on 125-23 showed an L5 disc S1 disc protrusion. Period. MRI on 526-23 showed degeneration of the L5-S1 disc, as well as a small broad-based posterior left-sided herniation impinging on the left S1 nerve root with mild left lateral stenosis. Period. She underwent another MRI on 8/23/23, described above. Period. It would appear Ms. Curry is more functional than she would otherwise portray. Period. Her subjective complaints are disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury in this manner. Period. And that is the end.